Now, Adventures in Odyssey.
There's one, buddy. Spirit. Where am I?
Okay, let's go. Time to get up. Get ready for church.
Church? This is Tuesday.
Not only is this Sunday, but this is the Sunday we have to be on time.
That's right. We're doing our family verse in front of the church today.
Exactly. Now get up. Here, I ironed your shirt.
I forgot my verse. What was my verse?
Stop panicking. You know it.
Do you know yours?
Sure. It's a... I urge you to live a worthwhile life. Wait.
Oh, we're in trouble.
I'll practice it later. Here's your tie.
You know, I'm probably old enough to pick out my own ties.
What tie would you pick to go with your blue suit?
I like the one with the penguins.
I'll just keep picking your ties. Here, don't lose this. It's your Sunday morning schedule.
You typed it out?
And laminated it. We are not going to be late this morning. We have been 10 minutes late for church every Sunday for the last 8 years. But we are going to be on time today. So, if you'll please refer to the bottom of the chart, we'll be leaving no later than 9:42. Right now, it's 8:14. You need to have the kids awake by 8:16.
Aye, aye, Captain. I'm on my way.
Tamika needs to be out of the shower by 8:23. I'm going downstairs to start lunch.
Lunch? At 8:14?
The pastor and his wife are coming over after the service, remember? It's 8:15. You're already running behind. Breakfast will be served by 8:46.
Whew. Hope she left time for me to chew.
Howdy, Tom Riley here. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what can happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Marvin, time to get up.
I'm up.
Hurry, your mom's pushing us to get out the door.
You said we could call Xavier today.
We'll have to do it after church. He'll probably be going to church with his mom today anyway. Do you have your verse memorized?
Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Your verse, Marvin. Remember, be completely humble and gentle. Since when did you start wearing a suit to bed?
I figured I'd save some time this morning. See? I'm all ready to go.
Innovative, but you're a little wrinkled.
So's Grandma, and no one makes her change for church.
It's a little different.
I even chewed gum last night so I wouldn't have to waste time brushing my teeth this morning. Wait a second.
Uh-oh.
Where is it?
It's in your hair.
Oh, man.
Hold still.
Dad, how do you like this dress?
It's great, Tamika, but I wanted you to wear the blue one so we all match when we get on stage.
I look better in the red one, and I have to look my best. They're going to give me the Merit Award in Sunday school today.
The Merit Award?
Yeah, we get stickers every week for doing stuff like reading our Bibles and learning verses. I've got the most stickers, and today's the last day for it.
Congratulations. But I still want you to wear the blue dress.
All right. Whoa, Marvin, the pillow stuck to your head.
Tamika, could you get me some scissors?
Yes, sir.
Scissors?
Don't worry about it.
Can't Mom do this? You're kind of scary with scissors. Remember that time we were making snowflakes?
I'm perfectly capable of cutting gum from your hair. Let's practice your verse again.
Okay. Be completely humble, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Impressive. But you switch verses in the middle. It's be completely humble and gentle.
Here are the scissors. Should I get Mom?
Your mom's busy. I can cut the gum out.
You with scissors? Remember the snowflakes?
Tamika, how about you give your mother a hand in the kitchen?
Okay.
Hold still. There.
You've got a bald spot. You've got a bald spot.
I do not. Dad, do I?
It's a little short.
Dad! Short? His head looks like the surface of the moon.
Tamika, I thought I asked you to go help your mom.
I'm going.
We'll have to even out the rest with the razor. Hold on, I'll get it.
You're gonna get Mom to do that, aren't you?
Mom's busy with other things.
Dad, you're scaring me. This is my head. It's the only head I got.
Come on, don't be melodramatic. Marvin, come back here.
Mom, is it okay if I wear this dress?
It's fine with me. Tamika, look at this. Have you ever seen a more perfect cheesecake? It belongs on a cookbook cover.
Looks yummy. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hi, Ashley. Why, what is it? You're kidding! She can't do that! All right, thanks for calling. Bye.
What is it?
That was Ashley. She heard that Hillary Masterson read the entire book of Genesis and summarized it.
Good for her.
But that's worth, like, 20 stickers. She's gonna beat me.
Beat you at what?
Never mind. I have to do something. Quick.
Marvin, where are you? Come back here. I know you're hiding. Who could that be?
Good morning, neighbor.
Bart?
Listen, I've got a bit of a problem. Doris and I had a fight this morning.
Oh, sorry about that.
I know, I don't get it. What is so bad about eating cheese doodles in the shower, huh? But she went all ballistical. Now she locked me out of the house.
Is that why you're in your bathrobe?
You're lucky I escaped with this. So I was wondering if I could use your shower? You know, just rinse the soap out of my hair and the orange stuff off of my hands.
Sure. Come on in.
Okay, great. I'll head up there. You do have soap for sensitive skin, right? You know, the back of my knees break out sometimes.
Is it bad?
No.
I don't want to look.
It's fine.
Fine?
I mean, it'll look great in 4 or 6 weeks.
Weeks?
Tamika, come here, please.
Coming.
It's not that bad, Marvin.
Yeah, Dad?
Could you find Marvin a hat?
A hat?
Oh, Marvin.
What?
You have a dent.
In my hair?
No, in your skull.
Tamika.
It dents in. I could go swimming in that dent.
Just get him the hat.
Okay, but can I finish this chapter first?
What are you reading?
The Psalms.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
Well, all of them.
You're reading the entire book of Psalms?
It's gotta be worth like 50 stickers at least.
I'm excited you're reading your Bible, but we don't really have time for you to read all 150 Psalms this morning. So, could you get the hat? Please?
Yes, sir.
8:44. 2 minutes to breakfast.
I can't get in front of all those people with a swimming pool in my head.
Just wear the hat. It'll be fine. You know, why don't we all wear hats? Yeah, that could be kind of creative. It shows unity. What do you think?
Maybe we could all shave our heads. That'll show unity.
We're not that unified.
Do we have orange juice?
Yes. Here.
Thanks.
What is this?
French toast.
Using hamburger buns?
I'm saving the last of the bread for lunch, and there's no time to go to the store, so I had to improvise.
Hey, Elaine. Thanks for letting me use the shower.
What are you...
Except you need to get some shampoo with detangler.
I'll put it on my list. What are you doing here?
Doris kicked me out.
Oh, engine parts in the dishwasher again?
Cheese doodles in the shower. Do you have anything to eat? I'm hungry.
Honey Puff cereal.
Oh, Honey Puffs. I should come over here for breakfast more often. Hand over the sugar.
You put sugar on Honey Puffs?
Sure.
That's like putting sugar on sugar.
I got it, hon. What if we make it into a responsive reading type thing, where we have the audience say phrases in between our verses?
That would require making copies for them, and there's no room for that in the schedule.
You're right. But I gotta figure out some way to liven it up. Nice shirt, Bart. I have one just like it.
Yeah, I know. It's yours.
I see. Do you have your verse memorized, Tamika?
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
Wow. Very good.
I've memorized all our verses.
Really? Why?
Memorizing verses is worth one sticker apiece.
So you've given up reading Psalms?
It was taking too long. I have to come up with something to... Wait. Bringing a friend is worth 3 stickers. If I bring, like, 10 friends, I'll still win. Mr. Rathbone, Do you want to come to my Sunday school class?
Yeah, Bart, you should come with us.
What's in it for me?
You get to sing songs.
You do any Willie Nelson?
I don't think so.
Seriously, Bart, why don't you join us? You're already dressed for it.
Will there be donuts?
I don't know.
Can you guarantee me cream-filled donuts and at least one Willie Nelson song?
No, Bart.
Then no deal.
Man, I have to call some people.
Marvin, take off your hat at the breakfast table.
Do I have to?
Does he have to?
Yes, Ed. No one wears hats at the table.
Okay.
What did you do?
Dad did it.
Ed, You can't go to church like that.
Why not?
It looks like when you tried to cut the hedges into the shape of barnyard animals.
Mom, do I have to go on stage like this?
No, not like that.
Elaine.
Ed.
It's not that bad.
Wait a minute. You got anything for me to put on my cereal? I can't eat it plain.
Bananas and strawberries in the fridge. Help yourself to whatever. Come upstairs, Marvin. I'll see what I can do to even it out. And why in the world are your clothes so wrinkled? It looks like you slept in them.
I had to cut gum out of his hair.
You use scissors, Ed. Don't you remember the snowflakes?
Okay, Tamika, how about doing your verse to the tune of How Great Thou Art?
What?
I've been humming it. I think it goes well.
Why can't we just do the verse normally?
Normally? Why would we do that? Everybody does it normally. I want to do something that will show a little creativity.
But I don't have time for this. I have to invite someone to church.
Have you gotten anybody yet?
No. My friends are going to their own churches. I know too many Christians. Ugh! Hey, Jane, this is Tamika. Would you like to come to church with me today? Oh, come on, why not? How long have we been friends? And you can't just do this one simple thing for me? Tamika. Tamika Washington. Never mind, bye.
It's too short.
Marvin, there was nothing else I could do.
Stick your fingers in my nose and I look like a bowling ball.
Ah, Elaine. You're just in time to practice your verse.
I don't have time. This impromptu haircut has put us behind 5 minutes. It's 9:28. Only 14 minutes to go.
Hey, you mind if I eat in here? I like to watch TV while I eat.
Bart, What is that on top of your cereal?
Cheesecake. It's good.
The cheesecake in the refrigerator?
Well, you said I could put whatever I wanted on it.
You get to put cheesecake on your cereal?
You ruined my cheesecake?
I only took the middle piece.
But we were going to have that for lunch when the pastor came over.
Fine, if it means that much to you. Here, have your cheesecake.
It's half eaten.
Just take it.
Bart, put it back on your bowl.
No, I insist. If you want it, here it is.
Dad, your tie.
I'll get another one.
We don't have time for this.
Don't worry, just study your verses.
No ties with penguins, sandwiches, or neon signs, please! We're not gonna make it. It's 9:40. The Washington bus to church is leaving in 2 minutes. Where is everyone?
I'm ready. What's the matter?
You decided to pick out a tie from 1974.
What's wrong with it?
It looks like Grandma's couch.
She did make it for me.
I'm back.
Where were you?
I went down the street. I tried to find some kids to come to church with me.
Didn't work out.
Nope. Do you think animals would count?
Animals?
As visitors. Because there are a couple stray cats down the street. I could take them to church.
My guess is animals don't count.
Mom?
Marvin! Why are you in your pajamas?
I feel sick.
What?
I took my temperature. I have a fever of 120.
Oh,
120? What thermometer did you use?
The black round one.
That's a blood pressure cuff, Marvin. Get your clothes on.
But I do feel sick.
That's because you're nervous about being on stage with a dent in your head.
You said it didn't look like a dent.
It doesn't. Just get your clothes on.
Okay, Marvin. Ed, go back upstairs and get changed.
Wow. You're awfully calm about this, Elaine, for being 1 minute until departure time.
I took matters into my own hands. I set the clocks ahead 10 minutes. We have time.
Really?
What?
I set the clocks ahead 15 minutes last night.
No way.
That means we still have 25 minutes.
I can't believe this.
Ed, stay here. I'll get you a new tie. Marvin, go upstairs and get your clothes on.
Hey there. Is there something wrong with your TV?
I don't think so.
Well, it only gets like 10 channels.
That's all we have.
You don't even get the history of fast food channel?
Sorry about that, Bart.
Well, anyways, there's a show coming on about the invention of French toast sticks. It comes on at 10, so I better go make up with Doris. Listen, thanks for the use of your shower, toothbrush, and everything.
Toothbrush? What's toothbrush?
The pink one. Soft bristle.
Thank goodness.
Oh, no. I'm gonna die. I'm really gonna die.
And because of your hospitality, I'll give you a heads up on the clock sale I'm having over at the Electric Palace this week.
Appreciate that, Bart, but I don't think we're needing any clocks right now.
Are you kidding? This clock here has been running a half hour fast all morning. I changed it for you earlier.
You changed it?
No need to thank me, but you probably should anyway.
So that is the correct time?
Right on the button.
We're late!
We have to go.
I'll get the tie.
I can't go like this.
Marvin, there's some clothes on the floor. Put them on.
No, I'm going to lose.
Oh, well, guess I'll have another piece of cheesecake.
Step on it, Ed.
Yes, Captain.
Marvin, change clothes on the way.
What if people look through my window?
Smile and wave. I can't believe we're going to be late again.
Does everyone know their verses?
I'm sick of saying them.
Come on, you guys.
Tamika got slobber on the window.
Tamika, what are you doing?
Spitting out the window. I have wrathbone germs.
What? Just once, I wanted to be on time for church. Why is that so difficult?
Well, if Dad hadn't tried to cut my hair.
You tried to chew gum in your sleep.
I'm going to lose the sticker contest.
I have a big hole in my head and I'm wearing dirty clothes.
It was so simple. Just get to church on time.
You guys don't even know your verses. Okay, we're here. I'll drop you guys off, then I'll park in the back and...
Ed.
What?
Where is everybody?
Nobody's here. They canceled the service because we're late.
Hang on. There's Tom Riley. Roll down your window, Elaine. Tom?
Oh, howdy. Getting an early start?
An early start for what?
Church.
We're early?
We thought we were late.
Well, forgot to set your clocks back an hour.
I knew
no
I forgot.
Way. Mr. Rathbone must have forgotten, too.
So we're actually 50 minutes early?
That's right.
Ooh, maybe I can memorize some more verses.
I can go back home and start another cheesecake.
Can we go back and get some better clothes?
No, we need to practice our verses.
Or you could join me if you like.
Join you for what?
I usually come in a bit early to church, go into the prayer room and pray for the service. You know, to prepare.
Prepare for what?
To worship. Well, suit yourselves. I'll be in there if you want to join me.
We don't necessarily need cheesecake.
These clothes aren't so bad.
I can win the merit contest next year.
Kind of changes the meaning of getting ready for church, huh?
Let's go.
Mr. Riley!
Yes?
I think we will join you.
Great!
But what about our verses, Dad?
Maybe we need a change of plans. Good morning. In biblical times, there were certain songs that were written to be sung as the Israelites journeyed to Jerusalem to prepare for worship. Our reading today comes from Psalm 100, a song of worship. Elaine?
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.
Be thankful to him and bless his name.
For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting,
and his truth endures forever.
In Luke chapter 10, Jesus was at the home of Mary and her sister Martha. Jesus began to teach them, but while Mary was listening to Jesus' every word, Martha was busy preparing a meal. Martha got so frustrated that she came to Jesus and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." But Jesus said, "Martha, you are worried about so many things. Mary has chosen what is better." Martha was so distracted by her to-do list that she forgot the most important thing, that Jesus was at their house. In the same way, it's easy for us to get so caught up in our daily routines that we forget why we're going to church in the first place, to worship God. I'm glad that the Washington family figured this out, even though they had to go through a crazy Sunday morning to do it. Speaking of crazy, I'm not sure it was such a good idea for the Washingtons to leave Bart in their house while they were gone. Maybe we should check up on him to see what he's doing.
Well, let's see what they got in the kitchen here. Let's look up in the shelves. What else they got up here? Oh, boy. What? There's no chips. There's no mini waffles. You know, that is the problem with people these days. They don't have enough real food in their houses. That's the trouble. Oh, well, now here, chocolate sprinkles. Oh, this'll go good on the cheesecake. And there's two slices left. Oh, that's good. Oh, what's this over here? Cayenne pepper. That must be French. Well, I like pepper. Maybe I'll put a little here on the cheesecake. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hot water. I need water.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Sunday Morning Scramble was written by Kathy Buchanan and Marshall Younger and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Walker Edmiston, Mark Christopher Lawrence, J. Karen Thomas, Kendra Berry, and Courtney Brown. Our sound designer was Nathan Jones. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
Hot. Oh, I gotta get this taste out of my mouth. Here, over to the sink. Oh, she didn't have time to do the dishes. I can't get my head under the water. Oh, boy. There, the fishbowl. The fishbowl. Excuse me, fish. Out of the way. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Where's this stripedy one? I thought there were five. Where's the funny stripedy fish? I don't see him. Oh, boy. Oh. How did the Japanese do that?